Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. This episode covers King Radio Corporation versus the United States, a 1973 decision from the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. King Radio built a combination office and production facility. The building was about 25,000 square feet. Part of the building had no fixed floor plan. Instead, King Radio used partition systems to organize the space. There were ceiling height partitions, glazed partitions, and movable wall systems. The company could rearrange the interior as their needs changed. When King Radio claimed those partitions qualified as personal property for investment tax credit purposes, the government disagreed and appealed. The case went to the 10th Circuit. The 10th Circuit sided with King Radio. The court agreed that these partitions were tangible personal property. They were not structural components of the building. The reason is simple. The partitions could be moved. They could be relocated. The building itself did not depend on them. They organized the interior, but the structure stood on its own without them. The court followed a case called Minot Federal, which had already established the same principle for pre-manufactured movable wall systems. King Radio extended that reasoning to a different setting, a mixed office production environment with flexible floor arrangements. Now, why does a case from 1973 still matter today? Because the principle has not changed. Depreciation rules have been updated over the years, but the basic logic that drives partition classification is still the same. A partition you can pick up and move is personal property. A partition that is bolted permanently to the floor and ceiling cannot be removed without damage and is really part of the building's interior shell is something else. For your cost segregation study, King Radio is a direct authority for movable partition systems. If your building has demountable walls, modular office systems, flexible production layouts, or reconfigurable interiors, this case supports moving those partition costs out of the 39-year building bucket and into the faster personal property category. King Radio and Minot Federal sit at one end of the spectrum for partition treatment. At the other end is a case called Mallinckrodt, which covers permanently attached non-reusable drywall partitions that courts treated as structural. Understanding all three cases gives you the full picture of where partitions land depending on how they are built and installed. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how this case connects to your property, check the legal section of your report.